attention. The next important point to make is the emergence very clearly of the idea of ethical monotheism. A profound sense of social justice runs through the prophetic books. This again, as we saw, is something that does not appear in Mesopotamia. It is something that, as we saw, is hinted at in Middle Kingdom Egypt. But in the ways that it works itself out in the Hebrew Bible, it is unprecedented. There is the fundamental idea that God demands a particular kind of behavior as a guarantee of his continuing benevolence. Now, we can see this in several quite vivid places. For instance, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. The first commandments tell the Hebrews how to behave with respect to their God, and the rest of the commandments tell the Hebrews how to behave with respect to one another. Honor God and honor him alone, make no graven images and keep his Sabbath holy. And then, honor your family. Always it starts there. Honor your family. And then, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't covet. Behave yourselves. We find the same kind of thing worked out in Deuteronomy 6, the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one, and him alone shall you serve. We find it in the great statement of the prophet Micah. This alone, the Lord your God asks of you, that you do justice and walk humbly with your God. The last commandments and the first commandments. The Hebrew legacy, then, is an enormously powerful one. Philosophers and theologians, for example, have long acknowledged the importance of monotheism in the Western tradition. It makes a great difference if you imagine the world as ones, or if you imagine the world as manys. Numerous peoples historically, in the West in particular, have called themselves, by reference to the Hebrews, a new Israel, of claiming for themselves a unique relationship with God like the one that the Hebrews enjoyed. Historically, social justice has much more often been a religious than a secular phenomenon. Think, for example, of abolition in the United States, something that rose in the Protestant churches of New England. And finally, and very richly, Western literature is inconceivable without its fundamental formative text, the Bible. You hear a quote, make a wager. If you bet Shakespeare or the Bible, you'll rarely lose your bet. Next time we turn to the peoples who conquered the Hebrews.